Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The decision to move forward with the development on Bath Road near Collins Creek has been delayed. Prior to Tuesday's meeting, environmental advocates in Kingston, including No Clear Cuts Kingston, were calling for council to delay the decision to move forward with this development, raising concerns with the impact on the surrounding forest and wildlife. The development proposal from developers Armitage Homes LTD and Arcadis and property owners Francis H.J., Clark Day, and Robert R. Kennedy would include 390 dwelling units. When the motion came before council, Councillor Connie Glenn asked that the development located at 4085, 4091, and 4097 Bath Road be singled out for discussion, raising concerns regarding the environmental impact of the development.
Among my most grave concerns, though, were about cutting over 750 trees and the lack of serious consideration for the environmental impact that this will have. This council just signed on to the Montreal Biodiversity Pledge, and our strategic plan, in it, we committed to preserving our tree canopy and moreover, to expanding it. And, you know, I'm a pragmatist. I understand that as we build, there's going to be the occasional tree that we are going to have to cut down. But this just seems a step too far.
In addition to environmental concerns, Councillor Glenn also pointed out the pressure this would put on the already congested roads in the area, as well as the affordability of the units proposed, calling it a sprawling development and clearly not affordable housing.
That's 309 houses, not 309 people, 309 households emptying onto a road that is already on a regular basis full of traffic coming to and from the city, particularly during rush hour. And the traffic report that was provided was conducted in January, during a quieter time, not during the tourist season, when there's going to be people coming in and out, not when the marina is going and the boat launch is going to be in use. And it's not a big space over there. I know what it takes to bring a boat into a water, and you require a lot of room. So I just couldn't fathom that there would be absolutely no impact. And maybe that impact isn't going to hit immediately, but the communities to the west of us are going to continue to expand, and that roadway is going to incur greater and greater levels of traffic. I struggled with allowing, in a time of a housing shortage and with municipal shortage of land, a sprawling development, in my opinion. Clearly not affordable housing.
Councillor Glenn and Councillor Lisa Osanek were both opposed to the development at the Planning Committee meeting earlier this month, when a vote of 3-2 in support of zoning bylaw and official plan amendments for the development pushed it through to Council. Councillor Osanek put forward the motion to defer in order to allow more time for environmental studies and to look into options which would have less impact on the surrounding environment.
Does approving housing at all costs mean to destroy a natural heritage system and mature forest? 84% of this forest will be clear cut to just a mere 50 meters. Just the steep slope will be left with trees. That's it. This is not a forest of invasive species. The tree inventory, it shows that the forest is in good health. It contains native hardwood trees of significant ecological value. 42% of the trees are actually sugar maples. Black ash is present, and that's an endangered species at risk. We have 738 big trees at stake here. This development is a major encroachment into the forest.
When told it would take 4 to 8 months to reevaluate the site, Mayor Patterson expressed his concern with deferring the motion.
I'm just going to say this, that's totally unreasonable. 4 to 8 months. This is the sort of thing that gives municipalities a bad name when it comes to housing. This is why we see some of the messaging about how we can be blockages to housing. You know what? We are already past the time to make a decision on this.
Those in opposition to the deferral pointed out that taking more time to make this decision could also prompt the developers to bring the case to the Ontario Land Tribunal, taking the decision out of council's hands.
With that, I can't support the deferral because we basically just hand off any control over the entire process again, which we've been doing far too much lately. This is on us to sort our way through it somehow.
While council was divided between environmental stewardship and providing more housing, council voted 9-4 in favor of delaying the decision and having the project undergo a scaled environmental assessment.
Okay, my fellow councillors, I'm really sorry it's so hard to save a forest, but we have to try. Someone sent us a great line last night. We have to walk the talk.
I don't think that we can let it go on the way it is. And if we don't take a stand for the community and what we want to see this community look like, we'll be answerable to our children and our grandchildren moving forward.
In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, optimize your home with KFPL, Sustainable Kingston Home Energy Efficiency Series. Sustainable Kingston and the Kingston Frontenac Public Library are teaming up to offer the practical and impactful Improving Home Energy Efficiency Series. This set of information sessions will help community members slash energy consumption, reduce utility costs, and create healthier living environments for themselves and their families. The first session introduces improving energy efficiency, with subsequent topics covering basement and foundation energy upgrades, attics and keeping heat in, and in-depth home retrofitting options. Each session includes actionable strategies that save money and contribute to a more sustainable future for our community. Registration is required for each date. May 14th and 28th at the Calvin Park branch from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. June 11th and 25th at the Central branch from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. You can register for any of these dates at calendar.kfpl.ca. Jake Miller, Librarian and Adult Services, states, quote, "Beyond practical benefits, this series offers an opportunity to connect with a community of like-minded individuals who share a commitment to sustainability and environmental responsibility. Through sharing experiences and resources, we support one another in the journey toward creating thriving, healthy, and resilient communities for generations to come," end quote. In a message from the City of Kingston, put batteries out for collection April 22nd to 26th. Put your single-use household batteries out for collection in a clear, sealed plastic bag alongside your curbside waste on your normal collection day during the week of April 22nd to 26th. Adam Mueller, Supervisor, Solid Waste Disposal at the City, states, quote, "Never put batteries in the garbage. We hold this collection during spring cleaning season to help remind you it's time to properly dispose of dead single-use batteries as you get your home ready for the change in season." End quote. Place your bag of batteries on the ground beside your recycling box or next to another curbside waste container where it can be easily seen by a collector. Car, tool, and other types of large batteries will not be collected. Residents can also drop off batteries anytime at one of these locations: City Hall, 216 Ontario Street, the Invista Centre, 1350 Gardeners Road, Kingston Area Recycling Centre, 196 Lappin's Lane, and you can find a list of additional drop-off locations at rawmaterials.com or calltorecycle.ca. The battery collection is in partnership with E360 Solutions. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
Thank you, Chris. This is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Report for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. The more things change, the more they stay the same, and for the Toronto Maple Leafs, it really must have felt like deja vu all over again in Game 1 of their first-round Stanley Cup playoff series against the Boston Bruins. Toronto found themselves down early, as just 2 minutes and 26 seconds into the game, John Beecher tallied his first career playoff goal during an odd man rush against the Leafs. Toronto trailed 1-0 after the first period, and heading into the second, they were trying to generate some momentum early, but this is the period where things really started to go wrong for Toronto. Brendan Carlo scored his first of the playoffs to put Boston up 2-0, and then a pair of power play goals scored by Jake DeBrusk gave the Bruins a commanding 4-0 lead heading into the third period. Toronto would tally their first goal of the playoffs a minute 39 seconds into the third period with a David Kampf goal, but Boston would maintain that 4-1 lead before extending it late in the game with a Trent Frederick empty netter. The Bruins would take Game 1 of the series by a commanding 5-1 margin. It was once again goaltending that proved to be the main undoing for the Leafs. The struggling Ilya Samsonov made just 19 saves on 23 shot attempts for a paltry .826 save percentage. Compare and contrast that with Jeremy Swayman of the Bruins, who saved 35 of 36 for a scorching .972 save percentage. Game 2 is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. at TD Garden. This is Jesse Bell signing off from the CFRC Sports Desk and throwing it back to Christina Laurie for your traffic report for the Kingston region.
This is Christina Laurie coming in with your weekly CFRC traffic report for the week of April 19th to 25th. Keep in mind that reduced load restrictions will temporarily come to an end in Kingston as of April 15th. Heavy trucks and loads will not be restricted on city roads until further notice. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In other road closures to look out for, Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court Avenue to 7th Avenue is closed until May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Place d'Armes to north end of King Street is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will still be open to local traffic. 7th Avenue, Alfred Street to Hillcrest Avenue is closed until May 4th for sanitary sewer system replacement. This road will also be open to local traffic. St. Catherine Street, Pine Street to end of Pine Street is closed from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April 22nd and 23rd for the City of Kingston Public Works forestry crews to remove a large tree. University Avenue, Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDUC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December of this year. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. The Chown Memorial garage will experience two full closures in the coming weeks to accommodate cleaning of the garage. Please use the Hanson Memorial garage during these times. April 25th at 6 p.m. to April 26th at 6 a.m. Entry will be restricted after 3 p.m. on April 25th, but vehicles in the lot will be permitted to leave. Payment required on exit. May 7th at 6 p.m. to May 8th at 6 a.m. Entry will be restricted after 3 p.m. on May 7th, but vehicles in the lot will be permitted to leave. Once again, payment required on exit. In other delays, Bay Ridge Drive, Woodbine Road to Cataract Way Woods Drive expect delays until April 30th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. Princess Street, Bay Ridge Drive to Collins Bay Road expect delays until April 30th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. Queen Street, Montreal Street to Sydenham Street expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your concerts and events calendar.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concert and Events Calendar. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. On Monday, April 22nd at 7 p.m., you can head to Daft Brewing for music trivia. Host Bon Evans will lead the evening and test your musical knowledge. Winning team walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. There will also be trivia at Brass Pub at 8 p.m. in teams of four. Come early and bring three of your smartest friends. Free, 19 plus only. On Tuesday, April 23rd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., With a Twist Kingston is hosting Paint Night at the Blue Martini. This is a time to get the creative juices flowing, meet some friendly people, and get colorful in a lively social setting with the guidance of an accomplished artist. Reserve seats now by texting 343-333-2011. Tickets are $45 each. Arrive early, enjoy apps and drinks. On Tuesday, April 23rd, Thursday, April 25th, and Saturday, April 27th, the Kingston Public Market will be held at Springer Market Square, 216 Ontario Street, featuring local vendors. The market will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will remain open every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday until late fall. To view a full list of vendors, visit kingstonpublicmarket.ca/vendors. On Wednesday, April 24th, enjoy peace and quiet at the Spire, which will take place between 11 a.m. and 12:45 p.m. During this time, you are welcome to experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. On Thursday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m., indie rock band Land of Talk is set to electrify the stage at the Kingston Broom Factory, one of the city's most storied and atmospheric venues. This live performance, part of their much-anticipated tour, is expected to be a highlight for indie music fans. Be sure to get your tickets on Eventbrite for $35. Navigating the vibrant city of Kingston just got a lot more exciting. The monthly Welcome to Kingston Networking Night is taking place on Thursday, April 25th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Tiernanog. Proudly hosted by Keys and the Kingston Economic Development Corporation, these gatherings take place on the last Thursday of every month at unique local venues. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to weave your story into the fabric of Kingston's bustling network. Be sure to reserve your spot today on Eventbrite under Kingston Welcome Night. On Friday, April 26, come see Chris Jackson live at Blue Martini from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. You never know who will join Chris on stage, but be prepared to be entertained as he delivers some amazing rock and classic rock favorites. Come early to snag your seat and warm up for the show. On Saturday, April 27th, join the Bored Bartender at Studio 330 at 339 Berry Street anytime from 5 p.m. to midnight for a great night of games. Try something new or crack a classic. Bring friends and family or come meet folks. You can get tickets for $8.85 at theboardbartender.ca. This weekend is Limestone Race Weekend. Hosted by the Kingston Roadrunners Association, this premier event invites runners of all levels to experience the scenic beauty of downtown Kingston while participating in a range of races designed to suit every fitness level. Be sure to check out the events and register at tracky.com/event/limestone-race-weekend. Are you a trans, non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, or any other non-cisgender person who wants a safer space to swim and to meet other students slash wider trans community members? Head over to the Athletics and Recreation Center at 283 Earl Street on Sunday, April 28th at 2:30 p.m. for a solidarity swim. Swimmers will meet at the Arc Earl Street entrance at 2:20 p.m. This event is free and open to the wider Kingston community. For more information and to register, visit gogalesgo.com. And rounding things out, if you're looking for some live music to finish off the week, be sure to see Jay Smith live at Caesar & Co. on Sunday, April 28th from 8 to 10 p.m. This concludes CFRC's community concert and events calendar for the week. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, situated on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of Smith Engineering.